Now, another thing that's been discussed with the bevacizumab, and you've actually published on this question, is surgery and how it affects wound healing. Can you comment on that?
It's clear evidence that a patient who is on bevacizumab and has surgery while on bevacizumab has a high risk of wound healing problems like wound dehiscence. And this is not an absolute risk. It's not that 100% of patients on bevacizumab will have wound healing problems. The risk is about twofold in terms of significant wound healing problems. Consequences are now, so what defines a patient's on bevacizumab, because we know that the half-life of bevacizumab is in the range of about 3 weeks. So when we talk about biologic effect on circulating VEGF levels and wound healing impairment, we normally put a safety margin of about 6 weeks between stop of bevacizumab and elective major surgery. And the key issues are here elective. Of course, an emergency surgery can and should be conducted on bevacizumab, and major surgery. So you can easily implant a portacath device on ongoing bevacizumab therapy without any problems.
How concerned should a surgeon be if there is an emergency and the patient's on bevacizumab?
The decision for emergency surgery should not be kind of impaired by or prevented by the fact that patients are on bevacizumab.
So you make the decision the same way.
But a surgeon should be aware of it and should pay attention to stopping bleeding and might actually follow the patients a little bit longer, because some of the wound healing problems we've observed can be delayed. And just to give you a recent example is we had a patient who came in for his neoadjuvant therapy, primary tumor in place, then had a sigmoid tumor resected in conjunction with liver metastasis resection, and was discharged routinely like any other patient within a week from our hospital. But she developed her wound dehiscence and peritonitis 2 weeks later. So we see delayed effects. So apparently we have to really take a closer look at these patients, follow them more closely after this being discharged.
What exactly is bevacizumab and how does it work?
Bevacizumab is a humanized monoclonal antibody against a circulating factor in blood and present in tissue, which is called vascular endothelial growth factor, which is one of the key blood vessel growth stimulating factors that tumors produce.
VEGF.
VEGF, exactly. So it's a VEGF antibody. It provides the binding of VEGF on receptors mainly located on endothelial cells. So by blocking VEGF function, we prevent the proliferation of endothelial cells in response to stimulus from VEGF.
And I guess one thing that's been seen, not just bevacizumab, because there are other types of VEGF inhibitors where I think this has been seen, is the issue of hypertension.
Yeah.
How much of a problem is that?
Not to the extent that in routine practice, hypertension would be a treatment-limiting factor. We see that about 20% of patients require initiation of antihypertensive medication or a change in existing antihypertensive medication. For most patients, the hypertension can be easily controlled with standard antihypertensive regimens.